Quentin, I don't know you, I just hear you call you Quentin. I'd like to call you Mr. something. That's Mr. Mackey. I want to appreciate the comments that you made just in terms of the caveats about the two-third voting process. As a person in the community, that's not something that's going to just be jumping out at me, frankly, as being something that would be a big concern. But I just want to appreciate the things that you pointed out about that. That being said, I'm just remembering at the beginning of this meeting where even though there was a majority vote, there was no disagreement that five people had a particular opinion, but we spent more time disagreeing on who lost. I don't know if you are, if I'm the only one that picked up on that. You know, there was no disagreement on the fact that there was a majority vote, but the disagreement centered around the number of those who had lost. I said, so now I think that what we're doing is kind of like a Shakespearean thing. We're because honor is at the stake, we're finding quarrel in the straw. And certainly, I think that this thing is probably gone as far as we can take it without whatever modifications that the community needs to put on it, you know, so that if the community says, look, two-thirds doesn't mean anything to me, I want a majority, or they say, well, two-thirds is meaningful to me and not the majority, then let people know that, but also know what the process was that got it to here, because even though I would support this document as it stands and would support this being put forth as a group, as being part of the group, I really don't have an investment in that two-thirds part as something that, you know, is my dog in the hunt, so to speak, because I think the community really needs to see and hear the points that you raise, the points that other people raise, yeah. And then we come out of this with something.
Good point.
I might add my two cents to this. I do have a problem with supermajority voting. It's undemocratic, and to Quentin's point, it's going to look like we tried to do something to say, okay, you could convince a majority of the BART board of directors that somebody got it wrong, and still that majority can't act, that you've empowered a minority of the BART board directors to block. And I don't want to see that undo what we've tried to do here. I think we've come far, but I don't see a compelling reason to require supermajorities ever. Actually, I would love to get rid of the two-thirds rule for fare increases and service changes. So, Mr. Mackey, maybe you could discuss it with your boss. I don't see a good reason for it. We've talked about property rights. The BART Board of Directors can, with a simple majority, initiate a eminent domain proceeding on private property. So, convincing the world, too, that a job is private property, really, not something that you do, and as long as you're doing it well, you're entitled to keep the job, that's going to be a tough sell. And, to sort of do this two-thirds in response to, an argument that police jobs, unlike any other job, are private property, that's going to be a tough thing for us to explain as a community.
Another level of rights.
Because people are going to be looking at, what we're talking about here is cases of misconduct. That's being appealed, and not necessarily always ending in termination either. The other thing is the BART board can terminate any board-appointed officer with a simple majority. So five of us could dismiss the general manager, controller, treasurer, any other board-appointed officer. So to say personnel matters with regard to board-appointed officers, simple majority, but personnel matters with regard to appeals of, findings around police misconduct, supermajority, we're going to have to explain what the difference is. And I don't see, from where I sit, a real compelling reason to deny a majority of the BART board their will on this appeals process. So what I might suggest, and Quentin, you made it's a good point, which is we need to bundle this all up. We have spent a terrific amount of time on the discipline process, I think because it's contentious and it's important. Yeah. And I appreciate everyone working through all of this, because this has been, we had a lot of consensus around policy, matters of policy and all of that. This is the tough one, because it is people's jobs. And it is people's rights. These are personnel matters. These are individual people. So certainly I'm glad we spent a lot of time on it. We do need to circle back because there's a few issues that I have been parking on the way here. But, you know, I would sort of like to in some way say, well, maybe, you know, in terms of a recommendation going forward to a community meeting, is it, you know, should we try and resolve this here, two-thirds versus simple majority? Should we say, all right, let's just say, you know, let's forward two alternatives to the community, ask for their reaction without a clear recommendation from us. What are people thinking right now?
If you want the support of the associations, yeah, it's fair. Yeah. We're asking a lot for the associations. We've come a long way from your oversight to this. Mm-hmm. I believe in two-thirds, that's something that I can sell to my membership. If you go away from that, I can't do it.
Dr. Wardell?
I just have to be honest and say that one of my concerns here is you had mentioned from what you're hearing in is okay.
No, I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, he was just mentioning what you were hearing from your constituents. Okay, from his constituents.
Yes.
But what I wanted to just once again, and this is how I'm honestly feeling, I want to include all that view in here with all the other views, but I also want to add that this happened in Oakland. And I also want to hear, and I don't know if I have all of those numbers with us, but we need to hear from the Oakland constituents, you know, what are their, you know, what are we hearing? Well, I don't know if in Ken Duran's office we've been getting a list of what people's complaints are, and I don't know if anybody's doing a scorecard on that. But I think it's very important to be, you know, to understand that we have citizens on board. So I really hate that Minister Keith isn't here right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what are their views too, you know? And then what is the scorecard from Oakland where the incident happened in? We have to really, you know, put that into the pot as well, in the mixture of the salad, you know, and just make sure that we include that as much as we're hearing. I mean, because Amiano's office may be what Oakland is thinking in that scorecard. But I just think that because it did happen here, it's very, very important that we include that as the final score as well. And I think we kind of do that by having community on the committee, but we may need to, you know, to make it more inclusive in that.
Thank you.
Is that making any sense? Or
no.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just in terms of where we're at, so I think we've gone through the main differences between what Reggie had proposed earlier and what Joel
is two-thirds or not.
Right. So I've heard from a lot of people that we're in the ballpark, somewhere between where Reggie was at and where this is, we're getting close. So what I wanted to do was maybe go through a few of these changes if we can, the ones I think that are non-controversial ones, and simply say, are we there? And then I do want to return to two-thirds. Yes.
Before you do that,
yeah.
You don't even have to do all that. Yeah. It sounds like we are there with the proposal, with the amendments that have already happened that Joel put out there. We have one sticking point, and that's the two-thirds. We can go to the community with it as is, with the caveat for that one piece saying, here's our issue. We don't need to go through this whole section all over again.
Okay. I agree, I think, if I may, I think with respect to, from a community perspective and what would be presented, if somehow what Mr. Keller can be presented with that, either that two-thirds or whatever the language is, with that either in quotes or parentheses or have it asterisked, and then to have like a footnote at the end of the entire document that says that this asterisk means this, that there was considerable discussion in the last meeting, that the two-thirds majority could delay the process, or, you know, whatever the sentiments are that says what that is, or there was considerable, and there's another school of thought that says that a simple majority would be a better process to follow. And in this meeting, we would like for the community in particular to present their ideas as to which of these ideas seems to be most workable, and to give our entire support to the document, so that we don't open up the can of worms of having the whole thing be
eviscerated again.
I agree.
Because we've come too far.
Too far to throw it out.
It's like ladders and chutes.
So we just say, okay, look, this is what we're down to right here.
Yeah.
Whatever we develop, you see in the substance of this, and this is just one small detail as well as some other details that need to be worked.
Remember, so you need to understand that on the bark board as it stands right now, a majority is 5-4. The supermajority is 6-3. So we're talking about one vote. I'm sure it's going to be different once we have more people. Actually, it would be because it's closer to 12. But it's just the bottom line. We're not talking a lot of votes. But it's significant.
But see, I think that's a part of community political. Now I'm interrupting Mr. Radulovich. But that's a part of community education. We just don't know what the nuances are of those different voting procedures.
So let me just then summarize. So why don't we go ahead and make the changes to Section 1 that Joel's proposed. We had talked through, I think, the changes to Section 7 about all parties and confidentiality.
Yeah.
We had talked about adding a timeliness clause with the change being 180 days from the time that it was reported to the auditor. We're all okay with those changes. I'm just kind of looking for nodding heads here.
Yeah.
Then this document looks good. But for Item 5, I think then as we forward this recommendation, we're saying maybe, you know, option one, option two, simple majority, two-thirds vote. Those are the two options discussed, vetted at the committee.
I think you have to put it out there with a little bit of explanation, because if you just say this or that without saying what the this or the that, what is the new, but I could say the average person in community, heck, that's how we got screwed on the Bush election. We thought that if you get most of the votes, that the dude is supposed to win.
Well,
who knew?
I think it makes it it makes it harder
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. I'm just thinking as a practical matter, it makes it harder to summarize what the two options are if you have to include the arguments pro and con.
I'm saying for this document,
just simply saying, all right, two options discussed were these, wasn't decided. And then at that community meeting, as we present it, what we might say is, you know, here's what we came up with. You know, here was the one option that was here's the one clause that's a sticking point. Here were the options pro and con. Then put it to the community with, you know, rely on the fact that the proponents of those two positions will make those arguments at the time. I think that might be workable rather than try to, I just don't know how to summarize all the arguments and put them into this document. I think it kind of loads it down.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I would love when we make the presentation that Reverend Buford and or community person be present part of it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Along with whoever else is doing it, because it is community, et cetera.
Right.
So that's one suggestion I want to make. And also, well, I'll tell you that later, because
I'm just trying to
discuss what I'm about to say, so I'll leave
I just kind of want to wrap up this session.
No, I hear you.
Greg, you want to get in here?
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Just in item five, just because I know I'm not there, maybe the same flavor. In item five, there's two-thirds majority items.
Correct.
Are we saying, is the group okay with the first two-thirds? It's only the BART two-thirds? The first two-thirds has to do with the citizen board, them moving it forward. The last two-thirds is the board of directors.
I would say I have a concern with both.
And I wasn't hearing that, so not being there. But
Yeah. I think it's really the principle of supermajority, right?
Okay.
It's just you believe in principles, simple majority or supermajority.
Okay.
Does it make a difference for anyone else if it's two-thirds for one and not the other?
I'd like to keep the language the way
it is. I think the two-thirds in both of them, I would prefer that the BART board could just have a simple majority. I think the reason why the two-thirds is with the citizens, because you want to force the conversation. If you want to bring this thing up, we have to debate this thing, what we're talking about. And when you get that two-thirds majority, that should be a strong signal to the chief and the general manager that this issue, whatever the sticking point is going to be hard. And then let me also say, the vast majority of these issues are going to be, should he get one day or 2 days?
Yeah.
Should it be one? Should he get a written reprimand or one day off? Those are the issues. Once the guy comes and says, "We believe the officer did such and so. This is the facts.
Yeah.
This is my recommendation for discipline." And no, you're no longer debating facts. The issue becomes quantity.
Yeah.
And sometimes we make a molehill out of it. It really isn't that big of a deal.
Tom, I think what I'm hearing. I don't want to, but just to summarize, that everybody except you and maybe Red P have said you could live with 2/3 on the BART board. Some have said they prefer it, some said they could live with it.
No, I want to go and look at that. I could, for the sake of the body of the work we've done, 2/3 is not a big deal to me. Because I don't think you're going to have that many cases. But I can see someone thinking that, oh, 2/3 is going to mean that the citizens are taken out of the process.
No.
It doesn't mean that. And so I can go along with Director Keller's improvements on my initial thing. I can go along with supermajority there. Because once the citizen says, we got 2/3 of us saying he should get 3 days off, the chief ought to say, you're getting 3 days off, partner. That's what it is.
You know what, I have a feeling it's not going to... That's why I support the 2/3, 2/3, because I have a feeling a lot of the problems are going to be solved at the lower levels. I really do. Because if it gets up to this egregious, there's going to be some sort of... It's going to be a huge difference. I don't know where that would be. It's going to be some sort of philosophical...
Somebody's losing their job.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's losing their job, and the issue is very, very gross.
Yeah.
I honestly think you're talking about maybe one case a year, something like that. You just don't get that many in law enforcement. I've worked on two major departments on both sides of the bay. I've seen cops do all kinds of things. You know, if a cop did something really crazy, the auditor ought to be coming up saying, I want him fired.
So does anyone besides me feel really strongly about simple majority?
I do, but I can really live with it because I don't think we're going to get the kind of consensus with this body today, especially with the police being adamant about it. I don't think we're going to get that consensus today. We've got to move forward.
And move it to the people and let, you know, because they're going to...
Yeah, because what I'm thinking is then this could be the recommendation of the committee, and anyone who, you know, wants to articulate another position will have an opportunity to do so. So, with that, I think we've discussed the other amendments. With that, are we moving on? Are we ready? Do we want to vote to forward this basically as a recommendation?
As Keller's improvements, do we deal with it? I submit to the board that we vote on Director Keller's offering unanimously.
Well, as we've amended.
As amended.
Okay. All right. So it's a bit of motion. We don't need to really take a second and all that. But so everyone in favor of Reggie's idea? Raise your hands.
I think we probably are better off as a straw. Well,
we're treating it as a straw poll.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Reggie's made he's moving that this be the recommendation of our committee that as we've amended it today.
Yes.
Anyone
and
need
and
to discuss
this? And with all respect to Reggie, Mr. Keller's draft.
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
But
with your input.
But I was just trying to differentiate the two. It's Joel's draft.
That's correct.
And I think where we're trying.
We've added a few amendments, but it's substantially Joel's.
Yeah, I was tracking those.
Okay. All right.
And I think where we're trying to move is that this is the product of an evolutionary process of the full committee.
Okay.
Let me just say, and I gotta state this. That in explaining any of this, and I was just saying that to Mr. Sacon here, but in explaining any of this, if you bring up in explaining any of this that the police have a property right to the job, okay, I know that that's enshrined and encoded and that's your procedure and everything.
That's not BART.
procedure.
No. You better hear what I'm saying here, because this is a grenade.
I hear you.
This is a grenade and I don't have to toss it. You know, you toss it to us and to ourselves. If you use any language, you talk about the police officers having a prior property right as a part of their employment. I don't even know if the darn president has a property. Does Obama have a property right?
No.
He's the president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He sends people to war and everything else that he can send or not say. He doesn't even have a property right to his job. And I don't think anybody else in this room would, except for this man does, or where's the chief. So we're all screwed in here except for these guys. So maybe we should become police. I'm just saying that if you bring that up, it goes back to the heart of what I was talking about before in terms of the principle of equity and equality, and show that there's another level of rights and due process and protections that police have that your ordinary citizen is never going to enjoy. And that's just going to just put salt on a thumb and rub it in somebody's eye to do that.
Right. So go back to the straw poll. We discussed a few changes, like unnecessary and excessive force in item 1, item 7, and the confidentiality and timeliness. But with those changes to Director Keller's, is it this committee's feeling that this is the recommendation we want to put forward to the community? Yes. Everyone who thinks so, raise your hand. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so that's 1, 2.
Yes, unanimous.
4, 5, 6. No.
You didn't raise your hand?
I know. So,
oh, you nodded.
Yeah. All right, so, but we're then 7-1, right? Is that right?
No.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, sorry, 6-1.
Who's the one that disagreed?
Me.
You disagree?
I disagree.
Well, you were for it. Were you for it up to that point?
No. No one's been listening. But anyhow, that's fine. It's done.
If the two
so we're done.
I think
we're
we
done.
Have a simple majority here. And I'm
yes.
Okay, so the 2/3 is really the one
that's
sticking point.
For
you. Got it.
Supermajority is sticking point for me, in case anyone needs a recommendation. But, all right. So that we're done, I guess, on discipline. What we should discuss is, are there other... Well, I had two issues. We're almost at 1 o'clock, and I apologize, but this took a long time, and I think it was productive.
It was worth it.
Two issues that I parked in, actually, these have come from different members of this committee. One was the role of the Citizen Committee in auditor hiring, review, and discipline. That was an issue that Minister Muhammad raised, and I think it's an important one. We've said that the BART board shall do the hiring and firing, but there is... We've said also that there needs to be a very close working relationship between
so the auditor in hiring entry-level officers?
No. I'm sorry. In the hiring of the auditor,
oh,
him or herself, should the citizen board have a role in that? Hiring discipline review. That was one issue. The other issue was the role of the citizen committee in the chief's hiring review and discipline. We've already said that there would be reporting, right? So one thing you could say is that when the GM's looking at doing his or her, actually not her, but in the future possibly his, review of the police chief's performance, the GM will benefit from having all of the reports in terms of, you know, the reporting that we said this body would do, but should there be any more formal role that the citizen body has in the review of the chief? And his performance, which I imagine would be advisory, but do we want to formalize that? And last is, we talked about citizen committee, you know, who appoints, what are their qualifications, their training, terms, grounds for removal or discipline of citizen committee. So those were issues that folks had raised, and we haven't really entirely resolved.
Did you get all those?
Yeah.
Okay.
So... So I guess the question is, do we need another meeting of this committee to wrap this up in a neat bow before we go to the community meeting?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I can see some argument in there.
Okay.
We should probably This is we should probably have a meeting on how the board is going to look, how many members.
Yeah.
So
let's try and schedule another meeting. We'll try and go through these issues. Anything else compelling that anyone raises, we'll try and resolve those so that we have as complete a proposal as we can when we go to the community.
Taking a page out of Don Cassidy's book.
Hopefully it'll be just one
book. If Director Sleet can have in writing the proposal that you articulated, then we'll have something in front of us where we can work from. As opposed to going for from memory. Okay.
Can we also do this? Okay. We last met with the community on May 15th. We are now running close to June 15th. We don't look good when it takes us forever to come back. Can we start at least planning for a community meeting? I know you've been doing the Noble meetings, and that's not ours. Can we now start planning something to go out to the community as early as maybe next weekend or something that just gets us back out there, not only with what we have, but hopefully if next Monday we come up with some kind of consensus on how we're going to constitute the committee, that's one thing. But even if we don't,
we got to talk to them.
This model needs to be represented in a way that allows more feedback and sooner rather than later. We keep getting hit with the bad PR because it looks like we take forever. So.
Along with what she's saying, since we have the Noble meetings coming up next week, we need to have those dates available to hand out at that time. So I don't know when we're making the announcements and all, but like for those that don't know, Monday and Tuesday evening,
and those flyers Noble has sent out to a pretty broad list of interested